Welcome to our June 18th, 2024 weekly devotional. Title scripture for this week is, "Though hand join in hand, the wicked shall not be unpunished, but the seed of the righteous shall be delivered." Proverbs 11:21. When the books are closed on this age of man, and Yahweh opens the book of life and reads the judgment for each person, the wicked will be punished and the righteous shall be rewarded. It says in Revelation 20:12, "And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works, by the things which were written in the books." There is going to be a final judgment day, and we have to realize that when that day comes, it says here that we're going to be judged according to our works. Now, this does not preclude us being saved by grace through faith by what Yeshua has done for us, but what it's saying is we are going to be held accountable for our works. The scripture tells me, us believers, "I am the righteousness of Yahweh in Yeshua." That's recorded in 2 Corinthians 5:21. Of course, there's no other way to be righteous in Yahweh, God's sight. Paul says in Romans 3:10, "There is none righteous, no, not one." Being righteous by having faith in Yeshua allows us to pray for and claim the same state of acceptance, their deliverance, for our loved ones, being that they are the seed of the righteous, which, of course, for some, may come about by a rough and bumpy journey, as was explained about the prodigal son by Yeshua in Luke chapter 15. We have so many wonderful blessings and provisions because of Yeshua's sacrifice for us at Calvary. One of those is the hope we can have for our family and loved ones who may not yet get it. By faith in Yahweh's word, nothing is impossible. It is of great peace and consolation to read Peter's words, "Having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever." It's 1 Peter 1:23. Yahweh's forever settled word upholds the person of faith and allows them to also realize their source of salvation. 1 Peter 1:18-19, it says, "Knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." The scripture assures us that all the above has been provided for us through Yeshua our Messiah. He has provided for us all things that pertain to life and godliness. It is recorded in 2 Peter 1:2 and 4. "Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust." I hope you understand that the Bible teaches us that Yahweh's word is working in all the earth, in all things, and in us, to accomplish what he has determined for it to do. Says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. Do you realize that as a believer, you can rest assured that the divine power of Almighty God's Word in you is the inner source that secures you for Yahweh's determined destiny for you, and was so before you were born, from time immemorial? Think about it. This is why the psalmist could say, "Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him, the help of my countenance and my God." It's in Psalms 43:5. And in Psalms 103:17 and 18, it says, "But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear Him, and His righteousness to children's children, to such as keep His covenant, and to those who remember His commandments to do them." As believers and keepers of His covenant, who remember His commandments to do them, Yahweh's everlasting mercy never ends towards us, and His righteousness extends to the seed of the righteous. I pray this wonderful truth will refresh your soul and assure you hope that your loved ones are going to find their way home, just as the prodigal son did. So then, Yeshua truly is in the midst of all our circumstances. So let us make sure we see the divine picture that Yahweh's Word frames in our minds and hearts. He is the author and finisher of our faith, and His Word is the substance of our destiny. We must not let the clamoring and rattling of the wicked minions of the evil one influence our thinking and dull our hope for the promise of our eternal inheritance. And the closing scripture says, "Let all those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Let such as love your salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified." Shalom, and God bless you.